trillions of stars, all with their own planets and mysteries. Life would be boring if Earth was the only planet harboring life. Today, dear demons, souls, and others, we have two supposedly true stories about encounters with aliens. So sit back, remove your tinfoil hat, and enjoy. Saw something on my morning walk. This was a few years ago, but it really stuck with me just for how strange it was. And I'm hoping this is the proper place to put it, as my encounter was with a humanoid being. Anyway, I was heading out of my house at around 6 a.m. It was summer, so I took my walks at sunrise to avoid the daytime heat. I had done this many times, and had my walk down to a science. Just my muscle memory could get me through. So shortly after leaving my home, I'm heading up this road toward the highway. I live behind a school, so I was very aware of the roads and vehicles, even if I was distracted by something else, which I was. As I walked down this road, I was going through playlists on my MP3 player. I was almost right on the first intersecting road by the time I found out what I wanted to listen to and looked up. Everything was normal, and there were no cars to be seen, which made sense since it was a Saturday morning. So I continued up toward the highway where there was a sidewalk. But about three intersections from the highway, I noticed a shadow in the school zone sign ahead of me. Figuring it was mine, I just kept walking. I was only two intersections away when a disturbing thought hit me. I was walking east. There was no way that shadow belonged to me. And since there was absolutely no one around, there was no way on earth that shadow was really a shadow. And as if it could read my thoughts in sudden fear, a figure stepped out into the intersection right behind the school. And the only thing I can figure that it was a gray alien. It had all the features. Spiny limbs, enormous head, gigantic black eyes, and barely a nose, ears, or lips to speak of. For anyone else, this would have been time to panic and run, but my military training kicked in. I didn't know what it was. I didn't know what it wanted. But I knew it had no place this close to my home and my children. So I charged at it, hoping the very least to run it off, or better still, find some way to capture it. Of course, under both of those desires, I wanted to kill it. To this day, I don't know why I wanted to kill it. Maybe it was a part of my training that had stuck into my brain. Or maybe it was because this being was undoubtedly a threat, at least in my mind. I don't think aliens come all this way to our neck of the intergalactic woods just to hide behind signs. There was something going on here, and I had to fix it. The next thing I know, I'm standing in the intersection. The creature was gone. Naturally, I was confused. The sun was higher than it should have been, and a quick glance at my MP3 player showed that I'd missed at least 10 songs. By my best guess, I was missing nearly half an hour of time. Now scared and disoriented, I turned back and walked home. It was already getting hot, and heatstroke was not going to help me sort out everything that had just happened. I haven't told this story to anyone other than my parents and a single friend. We all agree that this was something strange, and that whatever it was definitely not right. Not even now, years later, I wonder what I really saw. Was it really an alien? Did I honestly try to capture and kill an actual extraterrestrial? I don't have those answers, and that scares me. But one thing is, I don't think I got abducted. I don't have weird dreams, and I couldn't find any mysterious marks anywhere in my body. The only thing that I can't explain is a painful feeling in my upper left arm. It feels like there is something in there, but X-rays have shown nothing. Could it be that I was tagged by this creature the same way we tag animals for study? Another question I can't answer, and that scares the daylights out of me. This pain has not gone away, but I have become accustomed to it. Maybe one day, I'll be able to get better scans of my arm and see if maybe a different machine could see what the x-rays couldn't. If you have any ideas that you think might help me out, let me know. I'm open to anything, and any opinion is welcome. Even if it is just to call me stupid for trying to catch an alien with my bare hands. If someone else has had a similar experience, I'd like to hear about it. Maybe you can help me find some answers. Since the incident, I have been having paranoid episodes when I feel something lurking behind me no matter where I'm looking. The odd thing is that I have one of these episodes every day or two. But now that I've moved to a new home on the other side of town, I haven't had a single episode in over 2 weeks. I think that might be related. A pale-looking humanoid. I have been in a long-distance relationship with my girlfriend for a couple of years, and every summer and winter break I'm able to travel to go see her. This encounter happened about 2 years ago at my girlfriend's house. I should mention that my girlfriend lives on the outskirts of her city in Mexico, where houses are around 200 to 300 yards apart and surrounded by dense woods. Usually, days and nights there go about peacefully, accompanied by the sound of the woods and the occasional car passing by from others who live nearby. I'd always considered her place to be perfect to spend time outdoors. Until this occasion, honestly. I don't think I have ever been this scared of my life. This sighting will be carved in my mind forever. On a chilly night of December, I was at my girlfriend's house. I'd planned to spend the night with her since she would have been by herself that day. Her mom was out of town and she didn't want her to stay by herself either. We were having dinner in the kitchen at around 8 p.m. We chatted about activities we could do tomorrow, tasks her mom had asked her to do, how much we missed each other, among others. After about an hour of conversation and laughs, we decided to go into the living room and cuddle on the couch, watching TV. We both got up and put the dishes in the sink. She went into her bedroom and I went outside to the bathroom. The house layout consisted of a long corridor that connected pretty much every room in the house, and a back door at the end of the corridor which led to the patio. The patio was open, full of trees, plants, and the only thing separating the patio from the woods was a fence made up of stones and barbed wire that stood at around 1 meter tall. Halfway down the patio, there was the bathroom, being lit by a single and weak light bulb, so if anybody wanted to go, they had to walk outside, even if it had to be in the middle of the night. I'm not coming here at night, I thought. I remember when I opened the back door and stepped into the patio. A cold breeze stroked my face and sent shivers across my back. So I hurried to go back as quickly as possible because, to be honest, I was a little spooked going outside in the darkness, knowing that the woods were pretty much a few steps away. I finished doing my business, washed my hands, and started walking back, being careful not to trip on something because the light bulb was almost non-existent. I was about halfway when I heard a noise to my left, like someone stepped on a branch and broke it. I stopped and quickly turned, trying to see what made the noise. But I could only see a portion of the fence and nothing but darkness beyond that. However, I had this weird feeling that someone or something was watching me, something on the other side of the fence. I stood there in silence for around 30 seconds, listening to the surroundings, only to notice the crickets had stopped chirping. I got a bit freaked out because I knew for sure they were chirping when I first got out. I was somewhat scared to move, but I did anyways, almost running to get inside as soon as possible. When I returned, I went to my girlfriend who was already in the living room, laying down on the couch, the blanket on top. She noticed I was a bit agitated and asked me what was wrong. "Your patio was scary," I jokingly said, not wanting to tell her what I felt because she hates anything that has to do with horror or scary stuff. I decided to brush it off, so I went around the couch and sat on the other end of it, putting my girlfriend's legs on my lap and asking what she was watching on the TV. I turned to my right and noticed there was a huge window on one side of the wall that gave me a perfect view of the patio. I didn't see it before because it was next to a cabinet, being covered on the way into the living room. Now that I knew about it, I kept turning to see outside, still thinking how scary it looked. As we were watching a boring documentary, I took off my girlfriend's socks and started to rub her feet below the blanket. After all, it was a chilly night and her feet were cold. We didn't have conversation. I was getting sleepy, but after around 20 minutes, I started hearing noises outside. Noises that seemed to be coming from the patio. I grabbed the controller and muted the TV to make sure I was hearing right, and I was. It sounded like tiny twigs breaking and grass being brushed. I quickly turned to my right to see outside the window, but I could only see the plants and part of the trunk from a big tree. The noise, although faint, stopped for a few seconds, resumed a few moments later, and stopped again. I stood frozen watching outside the window, almost as if waiting for a thing to appear. "What is that noise?" I whispered to my girlfriend. But after I didn't get a reply, I turned around and stood up a little to see that she had her eyes closed and had fallen asleep. I was a bit freaked out, but I chose to believe it was probably a coyote or some other animal that lurks around in the woods at night. I kept watching the TV muted, waiting for the noise to start again. But after a while, I realized it had stopped. I turned around one more time to see outside the window, and I felt my heart sink to my stomach. The first thing I noticed when I looked outside that time was a faint image of a gray, pale, and tall humanoid figure, peeking from the side of the big tree trunk, staring right back at me. I suddenly froze in fear, not wanting to even slightly move or breathe. I watched this thing as it watched me, even though I couldn't see its eyes because of the poor lighting, but I knew it was watching me. I knew it was aware of me, I somehow felt it. The creature was, like I said, pale, really pale. I could see the contrast between its skin and the bark of the tree. The creature was very thin, had really skinny shoulders and torso, as well as an elongated neck. It looked like it was around 6 or 7 feet tall. Unfortunately, or should I say fortunately, I cannot distinguish in detail any facial features because of how dark it was, but I could perfectly picture in my head the shadowy areas around where eyes would be for a person, and a huge other one where the mouth would be. It was sort of grinning. At this point, I was trembling a little, and I wanted to let my girlfriend know what I was witnessing. But I didn't want to move a muscle or break eye contact with that thing. I felt like I needed to remain still or play dead to lose its attention, but no. The creature kept staring at me, not moving an inch, like it was trying to do the same. Then, to turn things worse, the creature started to make echoey clicking sounds, kind of like a frog, but slower. I noticed it began to turn its head to its left side and turn back to look at me really fast. I didn't know what to think anymore. All I wanted was my girlfriend to wake up and prove to me that this thing was real. I began whispering her name in between my teeth and mouth, not even wanting to move my jaw, but she wouldn't wake up. And the thing kept doing the same, turning its head to the left and back to me really fast. The creature crouched kind of like when big predator cats are hunting and lay low, preparing to attack. "What the fuck?" I whispered. I know, stupid. I didn't even think through the fact that if I woke my girlfriend up, she would start moving, and that thing would notice both of us. But I was so scared that I kept trying. This went around for maybe less than 15 minutes before I realized I still had my girlfriend's foot in my hand below the blanket, so the thing would not be able to see me moving. Only using my wrist, I slightly pulled her foot back and forth, whispering her name again and again, but no response. Then I stood in shock when I saw the creature stand up again and start walking backwards, still looking at me, and disappearing into the darkness of the patio, doing the clicking sounds again. I blinked a few times, realizing my eyes itched from staring at the creature this whole time. For some reason, I couldn't turn my head around. I kept looking in the direction where the creature disappeared, listening for sounds, and waiting for it to appear once again. A few minutes passed and I took the chance to turn around, slowly. As if in slow motion, I turned my head to my girlfriend and started calling her name louder, while pushing her leg and quickly scribbling my fingers on the sole of her foot to wake her up fast. Her foot jerked and she started turning. I stood up to her shoulders and patted her, whispering, "Hey, wake up, baby." She opened her eyes and squinted at me, adjusting to the light of the TV, wondering why I'd woken her up. I kept telling her to remain still and silent when I heard the sound again. She looked at me, noticed the concern in my eyes, and asked, "What's wrong?" "Shh, be quiet," I followed, putting two fingers on her lips and looking into her eyes. I could see she was getting freaked out, and I don't blame her. I would be too if someone woke me up, looking scared and telling me to be quiet. The clicking sound went off again, but it was louder this time, almost as if that thing was on the other side of the window. This time, both of us heard the noise, and we stood looking at each other in silence, getting more and more scared. "What is that?" my girlfriend asked, but I remained quiet. Again, in slow motion, I started to turn my head to the window to check, and there it was. The thing was right outside the window, only a couple of feet away, and staring right back at me. This time, I had a clearer vision of how it looked. I was wrong. I was petrified in fear when I noticed it didn't have a mouth where a person would have it. Instead, the mouth was on its neck, which opened horizontally, not vertically. As its mouth opened, it vibrated with the clicking sounds, and hundreds of really small, razor-like teeth shined with the window glare. It had oval-shaped eyes that were as dark as the night. I felt its gaze pierce through my soul. I started shaking and breathing faster, not believing what I was seeing. My girlfriend peeked by my side to see what I was looking at, and I instantly felt her body tense up under me as she started to ask me in a trembling voice what that thing was. But no answer came out of me. Now we were both scared to even move a muscle. After the humanoid noticed my girlfriend move, it gave a step forward and lowered its head, almost as if it was scanning us. We jumped in fear after seeing the thing doing it because we thought it would start coming towards us. My heart was pounding so fast I thought I could faint any time. Then the thing began to walk slowly to its right side, in the direction where the door to the corridor was, resuming the clicking sounds. If you have seen the movie Signs and remember the scene where the humanoid came out of the bushes outside the house, that would be an accurate representation of what we saw. We took a good look at every inch of that thing's body. It walked with its head turned to us. After we lost sight of it through the window, we both sat up and looked at each other when suddenly, we heard something scratch the metal door that led to the corridor, as if the thing was grazing its fingers on it. Without thinking twice, I grabbed my girlfriend's wrist and jolted out of the living room, locking ourselves in her bedroom. We sat on the floor right next to the bedroom, hiding in case that thing got inside. The scratching sounds continued and my girlfriend started to sob, still asking about what we saw. I felt powerless knowing I couldn't do much to reassure her. I could only hold to her and hope for the thing to leave and give up. The noise continued for about 3 minutes when it suddenly stopped. Then we began hearing footstep noises all around the house. So we kept turning to whatever direction we heard the noise coming from. Eventually the noises stopped, and after an hour or so, we figured the creature had left. My girlfriend, still with tears in her eyes, told me if we could lay in bed. I agreed because my back was hurting from being in that crouched position for over an hour. We slowly crawled into bed, making the least noise possible, and covering ourselves with another blanket. "Don't worry, baby, everything is going to be okay tomorrow. Try to get some sleep," I told her as I tightened my grip around her. She didn't reply, but after a while, she fell asleep again. I didn't get a wink of sleep that night. I kept my eyes opened, listening to every sound around us. The next day, we didn't even want to touch the subject. All we said was that the creature was not from this world. My girlfriend said she felt the creature's gaze pierce into her, almost as if that thing was feeling with its pure sight. Nothing else was said. We were left sort of traumatized. I realized she was going to have to put up with that fear of going outside in the future. And I didn't want that thing anywhere near her again. Or her family. Days after the encounter, we both suffered from nightmares. She mentions that she sometimes woke up in the middle of the night, screaming and trembling, and wouldn't be able to stop until her mom went to check on her. The fences that separated the patio and the woods had been redone since. They now stand at 2 meters tall, blocking any easy access from the woods. Before this, they had to make sure they didn't have to go outside at night. They haven't had any of their encounters lately, but my girlfriend insists that the patio gives her chills at night. I keep wondering what that thing was. That humanoid creature. Maybe an alien.